picture this. I'm a bag of dicks. Put me to your lips. I am sick. I will punch a baby bear in his shit. Give me lip. I'ma send you to the yard. Get a stick. Make a switch. I can end a conversation real quick. I am crack. I ain't lying. Kick a lion in his crack. I'm the shit. I will fall off in your crib. Take a shit. Hit your mama on the booty. Kick your dog. Fuck your bitch. Fat boy dressed up like you sound on and took pictures with your kids. We the best. We will cut a frowny face in your chest, little wench. I'm a mention of me fresh, I'm a Mitch. Yeah, correct. I will walk into a court while it wrecks, screaming, yes. I am guilty, motherfuckers, I am death. Hey, you wanna hear a good joke? Nobody speak, nobody get choked.
Woo-wee! Hot diggity dog, what you know good, Tiger Lee? Yo, man, I am not pumped up to be here tonight. Fuck fantasy. We are reporting from Mont Clair, Louisiana. I am your host, Super Duper Diggity Last Place Dave. And I'm here with the weed reeking, beer drinking, hot dog eating. You, Benny Boo, what it do?
What it do, what it do?
And live from Denver, Colorado, he is the most hated man in fantasy football today, Taylor Foe. What it do, Tayfo?
It does, baby. It does. It does. Listen, I'm gonna keep the intro short. We got a lot to talk about. Lot of injuries. Lot to go over. I got two beers open. I'm ready to go.
Yes, sir. Second that motion.
Two beers at one time.
So fuck it. Let's get to it. Headlines.
Hold on. What is this shit?
What are you talking about? It's recording, bro. Don't worry about it. Let's go. Yo.
Let's roll.
Producer of the year, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to start off straight into the headlines. Go ahead, Benny Boo. That's your job.
Well, we got a lot of injuries.
Yes.
The bug has bitten.
Week two was
Taylor
horrible.
Taylor Ford, what the fuck are you doing over there? You are loud, son. But anyways, starting off, Saquon going for the year.
Yes.
Then you got CMC. Who's next? Not quite as bad.
Well, 3 weeks. I mean, yeah. For sure, three. For show.
For show, three on the IR.
He getting out for show. Devontae Adams, uncertain for this week.
A little slight, yeah. I mean, at first it was no concern. Now it's uncertain, so we'll see how that goes.
Jimmy Garoppolo's out.
Yes, Garoppolo.
Yeah. Or isn't he? Because Kyle Shanahan said he wouldn't be surprised if Garoppolo. If Garoppolo would play Sunday or not. Now, that's just coaches speak, probably. But he just probably to say, you also lost, I mean, Mostert banged up a little bit, opening up spots. Who else we got, Taylor? I got him banged up this week. There's plenty of, I mean, offense and defense. Yeah. It's just
That San Francisco defensive line got lost Nick Bosa, yeah. Solomon Thomas. Y'all think that weakens their defense by any means, or they're still pretty stout?
I mean, it definitely takes a blow, man. I mean, they signed Ziggy Ansah, but that's not Nick Bosa.
No, not going to replace Nick Bosa. I mean, you know, they're going to suffer on defense without that, but I think they'll be just fine on offense. I hear Raheem Mostert is not going to be out for very long, maybe a week, maybe two. It's a mild MCL sprain. So I think they'll be fine on offense. But, you know, we'll see. You know, that's going to hurt them.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you also got some guys banged up for Pittsburgh, Deontay and Juju, both of them questionable right now. They got banged up in the game this past week. You got
DJ Chark
banged up. Might not even play tomorrow night. You know, it was a rough week.
Yes, one of the worst weeks that
Julio
I can remember.
Julio.
And Julio's always banged up, but I mean, maybe is this?
We're still missing some.
Yeah, I can't.
I think this one might be a little bit more serious. You also got Drew Locke.
And Courtland Sutton.
Yeah, Courtland Sutton out
done
for the year.
You got Jalen Reagor coming up today.
6 to 8 weeks.
You know.
Yeah, it was just, man, it was fucking wild. Week two is perfect for 2020. It just fucked up so much. But, hey.
We forgot Courtland Sutton. I mean, we still going. Courtland Sutton. Malik Hooker.
I said Courtland Sutton a while ago.
Oh, my bad. I'm sipping my beer.
Two beers deep, you know.
Bertrand Four. But did you say Paris Campbell?
No, Paris Campbell.
So, I mean, the fantasy outlook for this, you know, you got Pittman for Campbell. People, you know, liking the hype. Sutton, more work for Fant. Judy.
Wait,
some Hamlin talk.
I just want to go back to the Pittman. The coach came out and said that Zach Pascal's role will actually be the one that
for
increases,
Campbell's spot.
Not
yeah.
Pittman.
Correct.
That could be coach's speak. That could be coach's speak, but...
But is Zach Pascal Paris Campbell? He's shown the past. He can be reliable at times, but who knows? You know, it's part of the game. It's going to be curious.
Pascal.
I'm going to be curious to see Pascal. Who you saw, pal? Blah, blah, Pascal. Yeah. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see who steps up in all these positions. I mean, that's part of the game, though. You take the lick, you adjust, and you keep on moving forward.
Will Fuller, not to mention.
Will Fuller.
Pulled up with the hammy. Gave you a big gooser. But you still shook back, Taylor. So, we'll talk about that later. But good job. Yeah, I mean, if you have somebody that got hurt this week, you know who they are, and it sucks.
Yes.
Because this week, too, is going to be a long year, and... Not alone just battling the COVID shit, which is going really well right now.
Yes, COVID is going pretty good.
Now, just the injury bug is going to take care of it. You know, you thought you had people sitting out because of COVID the first few weeks and stuff. And you got just people just getting tore up.
Oh, one more. Cam Akers ripped up.
Cam Akers.
Rib cartilage. And Malcolm Brown. His hand's fucked up, if I'm mistaken. But, yeah, like I say, it's part of the game. You adjust. You either move forward. Well, you got to move forward. You either suck or you don't. And we'll find out who steps up and who doesn't.
Well, that's what she said.
Oh,
I don't know why she said that. It was awkward.
I just felt like
making a transition. Go with it, Dave.
All right. Well, we're just going to go ahead right now and look back at last week's winners and losers, which was a doozy for me, of course, and for our defending champion, who's for two people to play in the Super Bowl last year. We're both 0-2. Just feeling like shit. But before we start off and get carried on with last week's games, we have a few sponsors. Taylor Ford, let the people know who this show is sponsored by.
Yes. First time, you can tell we're doing something right, fellas. Our first sponsor comes from Coogee's Auto and Play Lunches Daily. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, no shoes, no shirt, no problem. Come on down to Coogee's Auto and Play Lunches Daily. Fun for the entire family. Our second sponsor is Martinez and Sons Trucking. We'll get there eventually.
Wow, great shit.
And you know what? We couldn't have the show without y'all sponsors, and we thank y'all to highest extents.
Yes, good shit. Hope y'all succeed at. Yeah. All right.
Hey, but them Coogee plate lunches.
Coogee plate lunches. Yeah, hell yeah. Coogee know his plate lunches. All right, Benny Boo, last week's game. Start off with the first one.
Yo! All right. Me and Shotty Shotty, buddy. You didn't make it. You didn't do it. Starting off, you went with Tom Brady for the second week in a row over Russell Wilson. Why? We don't effing know. We don't know. I mean,
why did he draft Tom Brady? Yes, you knew it was coming. Listen, why would you do that? You know, Arshad could have had something special at that Tom Brady spot and still had Russell Wilson. Just completely astounding.
Astounding. Well, anyways, you got to give it up to my boy, Josh Allen. Cutting the fuck up the first 2 weeks. Throwing the arm, letting it fly. He's looking great.
Who'd have thunk it?
I mean, you drive Josh Allen expecting good fantasy points, but you're dependent on his legs and everything. Now that he's going for 300 and then respectively 400 and then three touchdowns and then four touchdowns, I mean, the guy's on fire right now. Yeah, so far it's two pretty shitty teams.
Yeah.
But it'll be put up to the test this week against Los Angeles. We'll see what happens.
Yes.
My boy, you know, Kelsey balling out, 24, and Terry, scary Terry. I'm a truther, man. I love Terry McLaurin. Killing it on Arizona right there with 28. But what put him away? I mean, Josh Allen just came with that power. And between him, McLaurin, Kelsey, I mean, he had a solid output from his team. You know, everybody scored subpar, but Brady killed you and sunk you. And even if you would have prayed to Brady, you still would have lost by three. So it's all good. I mean, good job, bud. Good try. Any thoughts on this game, Taylor? I mean, there's nothing else he could have said, really, so.
There's nothing else he could have said, you know, if you would have had Russell Wilson in, that Tom Brady pick would have been somebody else that probably would have been playing in his flex, maybe a tight end at that position. He could have, you know, upgraded on TJ Hockenson. I just go back to that because it was just a death nail. It really was.
The nail in the coffin.
Bye-yow.
On to the next one. If you ain't first, you're last. And right now, buddy, you're not in first, you're second. But overall, Trey Poirier balled out with 189 and just crushed David, the Marksville Motorboaters, who is dead last right now at 0-2. But, hey, I've seen worse.
This ain't the first. I'm going to start 0-3, so I will start 0-3 this year, and then I'll try to shake back for the playoffs.
Trey started off strong Thursday night with Chubb putting up 33. And, I mean, he just continued. He had DJ Moore, Zeke cutting up the Ravens defense, scoring a hot 27. And then Monday night, he had just the nail in the coffin when Darren Waller just fucking obliterated the Saints because they obviously don't know how to fucking put Demario Davis on him. Because when Demario Davis covered Waller, Waller didn't do shit the three plays he covered him. The rest of the time, you put PJ. Don't get me started on that. Anyway,
yeah, we ain't gonna get into the Saints game. Yeah.
Waller balled out, and Dave, you just didn't have enough juice.
You know,
but
we need to talk about the Saints game because you know, we'll talk about it later, but I do want to talk about the Saints game.
Well, we can talk about it right now because I'm sure the reason you want to talk about it is the guy I'm about to speak about, Drew Brees, only giving David 18 points whenever he was expecting a lot more from drafting him. I mean, higher expectations for Drew after the season he came back and had last year, and he just looks flat, man. He can't throw the ball right now.
He's captain check down right now. There is no way in a game where you're down by that much, Alvin Kamara should be your leading receiver. Listen, I know Michael Thomas is out, but you know, you gotta make something shake. He's gotta take shots down the field, and I just did not see that the entire game.
You got an All Pro in Manny Sanders, and he had what, 2 points? So I mean, that was just horrible. But anyways, Malcolm Brown, the letdown after a high powered week one. T.Y.
fucking Hilton is.
You draft him because, I mean, T.Y. is always a top 15 to 20 receiver, you know, and now he's playing like a fucking 30 to 40 receiver. You know, bad games, big drops. He's a guy that don't make a lot of drops. Big plays last week, for sure. He dropped a for sure touchdown. This week he had another drop. It's not promising.
T.Y. might be over the hill.
It could be. Miles Sanders looked great in his first game of the year. I mean, that should be confidence for you right there, Dave.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I'm just glad he played and didn't fucking get hurt. Just fucked his game.
And Trey beat the Dolphins out of him. All right, before we go on.
Oh, you're going to throw up?
Almost. Amari Cooper, man, the most consistent thing you got right now. That, me and you were speaking that about, you know.
That was the one player I was scared of out of my whole lineup, and he is the most consistent piece of my offense right now. Amari fucking Cooper, I can't wait for him to disappoint me next week. But anyway, next game, Sco.
Next game was a fucking slobber knock.
Yes, it
was.
As
my good old buddy JR used to say.
What a fucking game.
I mean, to be honest with you, on an average thing, Richard should have easily won this.
Oh, yeah, 184 in a week.
You put up 150 in a week, you should win that. But Tigers have shown otherwise.
Yes.
He plays Taco Corp with Johnny the Punk-Ass Martinez at 2-0. He got 2 points from Saquon and 7 points from Gallup.
But there was one.
He still scores 224 because of fucking Aaron Jones.
Hot. Damn, Aaron Jones went bananas this week. It was fucking stupid.
But Dak Prescott dipped in that bananas too because he put up a fucking 46.
Fucking Falcons. That was one of the greatest games.
Greatest game I ever watched ever because
besides the Patriots comeback against Atlanta.
I guess, yeah, besides that. But Atlanta is the. They can just not finish a game.
No.
I love it. I fucking love it.
Yes, because they fucking suck.
Bro.
But yeah, the big game from Dak. 46 from Dak. You got fucking 62. That's just unheard of.
Then you know what? Johnny does a great move. He goes to the waiver wire this week, and I'm not trying to brag on him, but he did a smart move. He picked up John New, and John New balls out with 24 points. Yes, he did. So, I mean, on the other side, Jonathan Taylor looked great in his full starting role debut. He's going to be a stud the rest of the year. James Robinson coming out with a Hunter burner. I mean, hey, they don't need Fournette maybe. They almost beat Tennessee, you know? And then you got Mahomes flashing out. And then, some, you know, good performances from Jacobs, Metcalf, Diggs, Andrews, Diggs. Diggs, Diggs, Diggs. How do y'all feel about Diggs right now with the Josh Allen connection?
You know, I'm not going to go too crazy because, it was Miami. And, you know, I think Miami secondary is, you know, a little porous. But, you know, this is the second game. I like it. I think Allen's playing well. I think that if their secondary can continue to if they can continue to attack secondaries like they're doing with John Brown, with Stephon Diggs, and maybe incorporate one or two other pieces, you know, get that run game going. The Bills are a good team.
They are. Hell of a team.
I just want to back, Diggs has always been a great route runner, a great deep threat. He just didn't get the shine he did in Minnesota with the way their offense runs. I didn't think Josh Allen was going to feature him like they did, but they're showing they're willing to let Josh Allen air it out. But just real quick, I ain't going to take too long with this. Are the Buffalo Bills a threat in the AFC against Kansas City, against Baltimore? Because their defense hasn't been playing like we thought they'd play. But with this offense shining, and granted they've had easy matchups, are the Bills a threat this year?
We have.
No. We got to see them play.
A defense. This week will be the best dress rehearsal so far. I mean, Diggs is going to be on Jalen Ramsey. I mean, well, vice versa. Ramsey on Diggs all day. So this is going to be where Josh has to use his weapons. He's going to have to incorporate everything like you're talking about. You know, get that run game going and everything. This is a good test this week. But if they can come out this week and show that he can move the ball still, he can still ball out and have these kind of games, that his arm is for real, and he's, you know, the accuracy has improved, sky's the limit for Josh Allen, buddy. Because, I mean, he's great on his feet just like the top quarterbacks are, you know, like Mahomes. Like, I'm not going to say Lamar.
Unworldly.
Exactly, but, I mean.
Okay, I was just curious, you know. They look pretty good, but like you said, I haven't played anybody. But
I've been a Josh Allen truther since he got drafted.
Oh, yeah,
I love
no
him. Dynasty leagues, got him and everything. Great player. I hope for the success.
All right.
On to the next.
Oh.
Titties and tight ends box score. And base.
Y'all scored less than me. Wow, y'all suck.
Why you couldn't have played one of them?
Exactly. Babe? Yeah, of course I couldn't have played one of them this week.
Yeah, that's how it happens. But anyway, tits and tight ends, man. Me and Dave went against you on this one. I didn't even recap on the other wins and losses, but we went against you on this one, and you squeaked it out, you lucky bitch. Derek,
I'll take a W any way I can get it.
Yeah, I bet you take a lot. Anyways,
Any way you can get it.
Derrick Henry, Devontae Adams, Sanders, Ertz. I mean, all just big letdowns for Bays. I told him to start Tyler Boyd. I'm going to give her that one. You know I did, Mariah. You're welcome. But that was about the shining bright. That was the highest score on your team this week.
Wow.
On the other hand, Taylor, you called it. Higbee, bro. You called it last week. Higbee came out if fucking shy. Tyler, three big, they say.
Yeah.
Or Thryler.
Tryler.
Higbee.
Three.
Or Hig three, yeah. I mean, this dude balled out this week. Three touchdowns. He really saved you in this game. Put you over the edge, made you a little more comfortable. You had a subpar game from Lamar. How do you feel about Joe Mixon after watching Thursday night? Because we talked about it last week, and you were still highly confident on Joe, and I want to know how you feel now week three.
I think with the way the Bengals are playing, I think that Joe Mixon is looking really good when he gets the touches. I don't know what I guess they're trying to keep him healthy, and, you know, Gio Bernard's not a bad back. But to just not give him pass game work, when this guy is one of the most one of the most prolific pass catching backs playing right now.
And Burrow threw 61 times.
Yeah, Burrow threw the ball 61 freaking times, you know.
And you know he threw, Joe Mixon four balls, you know. And it's just, I think that it speaks to what the Bengals want to be, what Zach Taylor wants to be. I think right now I think they're establishing their identity with the rest of the league, and that's a downfield passing team, and that's what you're going to see. But I think at some point, I saw in that game where Burrow should have just checked down to Mixon, where Mixon had, where he took the sack or made a forced throw and didn't come to Mixon. I think Joe Burrow is going to take a huge leap from week two to week three. I think that you're going to see more checkdowns to Mixon. I think you're going to see Mixon more involved as they try to get Joe Burrow, get the ball out of his hands quicker, and just not make him the next Andrew Luck.
Okay, and then you also had James Conner, who came back with a promising run, showed him that he's back. Week one was kind of a fluke, the way the game went and everything. So how do you feel about Conner?
What I like the most about James Conner is how little work Benny Snell got.
Absolutely. He dominated the snaps.
Yes.
James Conner is the guy. Listen, Chase Claypool making those plays downfield. I feel like defenses kind of cheated a little bit last year because they could, and they didn't play back. The Steelers didn't have a deep threat. I feel like Chase Claypool is going to make teams respect the pass again. I think James Conner is going to face some less stacked boxes. I think running is going to get easier for him. You know, I think Pittsburgh is a team. More than the Bills, I think Pittsburgh is a threat to Kansas City or Baltimore in the AFC. And it's mostly to do with that defense.
Yes. They have the defense to back them up with the offense. Before we move on, just one quick question. Ronald Jones done. I've seen Mariah and them play Ronald Jones. Can we just forget about him? Fournette had, 12 carries, 100-some yards and a touchdown?
Fournette's the guy. Listen, yeah. if Bruce Arians had faith in Ronald Jones or anybody on the roster, he would have not gotten Fournette. This was the plan all along. He came out and said Ronald Jones was the lead back until Ronald Jones fumbled his way.
Yeah.
Fumbled his way out of it. Listen, Leonard Fournette is the guy. If you have Leonard Fournette, plug him in and don't even worry about it.
Okay, Dodie, that's word of advice from Taylor Ford. On to another matchup. The the struggling Tetnus versus Little Stevie P. Hey, Norman, man. Little Stevie P, I called you out last week. I knew you was going to do it, and you came through big again. Calvin Ridley, man. 4 touchdowns, 2 games. How y'all feel about Calvin?
He's great. I mean, I was expecting big things from Calvin this year.
Is he going to pass up Julio? Is this the Julio-Roddy White effect happening with the Julio and Calvin Ridley effect?
If Julio is truly hurt, then I would say yes. But if Julio shakes back, I mean, Matt Ryan been playing with Julio for years. I can see really – I can't see him just taking over Julio. He'll get the touchdowns. You know, he did it the last couple of years. He got the touchdowns. Julio doesn't get touchdowns, but I don't know, man. It's early. It's week two. I'm still not ready to give up on Julio unless he's just that banged up and he can't play a lot of games. Taylor?
I think you know, that this is not the end of Julio. I think Calvin Ridley maybe becomes the de facto number one. But I think for this offense, what you saw in week one, you saw legendary stuff. You saw each receiver, 3 receivers get 9 receptions for over 100 yards. And I think that that is what's to come. I think Calvin really takes pressure off Julio. Listen, just like Hopkins in Arizona, you can't put 2 guys on them. You can't bracket them. Like you just can't do it. You know, you're going to get beat. You got to put your best guy on it and hope for the best. And that's what Julio's going to see. He's going to see less, you know, more open throws, probably more touchdowns for Julio.
He dropped one this week. He dropped one that could have been close to a touchdown.
My God. He, I, he, he dropped that, and I was like, I cannot believe that Julio Jones dropped that easy touchdown through his hands.
Julio does not catch touchdowns, damn it. He's going to show the world he would not catch a fucking touchdown pass. Fuck that. Julio's going to end the year with 1,600 yards and 3 touchdowns like he always fucking does.
I see it. That's how Julio does. Otherwise, Kareem Hunt, great play. I mean, Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb, I mean, he's...
Yeah,
with the touches that Kareem's getting, he's making the most out of it. And he's showing that he still is one of the best backs in the league. I mean, he's multi-dimensional. He can do everything, you know, in and out. Great play from him. Dalvin Cook salvaged up with a touchdown in that horrible... Like, I called it last week. I asked y'all about it. Y'all both said no, but I felt it was a trap game. And it happened to him. They got showed up by the Colts. And Big Ben, of course. Now, on the flip side, Matt Ryan putting up a 36, McCaffrey 26, and Evans 26. That kept Foose alive there, but he lost McCaffrey. Melvin Gordon kind of impressed me. I was nervous against Pittsburgh, but he still caught a touchdown. I mean, they're limited to what they got in Denver right now, but it could get worse for him. We don't know quite yet. But regardless, Foose just couldn't hang on with him. You know, he's too depleted right now. Hopefully this week he can get a little more healthier, get Galladay back, but it was no match, like we called it.
I talked about him last week. I'm just want to know a fan. Top, what I said, top eight at
hey,
the end
I
of the
told
year.
Y'all, man, top four, bro.
Yeah, with Courtland Sutton out. You feel more confident in Fant now with Sutton out, Taylor?
Yeah, because if you look at what they're doing, they're putting two tight ends on the field all the time because they, you know, they don't have a reason to not protect, and they don't have any receivers, so it's Jerry Jeudy and it's somebody on the opposite side, you know. And even when you have three receivers on the field, they are not taking Noah Fant off the field. He is going to become an integral part of that offense, and I think Jeff Driskel isn't afraid to throw it downfield. Neither is Noah Fant. He could be a great tight end, and it's crazy how we're seeing this might be the year of the tight end. Look around the league. Drew Sample, Tyler Higbee,
Jonnu Smith.
Jonnu,
you know, like, is this the year of the tight end?
Yeah,
it's looking like it. These tight ends are showing out this year.
One more thing before we go to the last game. Julian Edelman had a career-high receiving yards with Cam Newton on, you know, Stephen's bench, but promising things with New England. You called it, Taylor, but they're looking pretty promising.
They'll fold.
They almost had the chance to come back the other night. That was a hell of a game Sunday night.
I was so heartbroken, and then I was like, I guess Pete Carroll got to get one goal line stop against the Patriots.
I guess that's
only fair.
They ain't playing defense yet.
And then coming in, what was it?
I don't know. I feel like been playing Miami. Miami always plays the Patriots close to the vest, and I feel like that was, you know, that defense held that offense. You know, maybe a little bit of it was week one, but I feel like, you know, the Patriots offense is the real deal.
Okay. And to the game of the week. Was Sarah involved last week's game of the week? I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe not. I don't know. It might have been Bays. Who cares? Anyways, though. You're telling me Smalls got a heartbreaking loss to Doty, because I refuse to say his football name, 144-143. Wow, what a hell of a game. These two went at it. And Kamara saved Doty. He got one. The very last play that Kamara has puts Doty over, and Doty wins by 1 point. Both teams showed up. I mean, Gurley at... Who to say Gurley and Julio get 10 combined points? That's crazy. But you got Kyler Murray, who looks amazing right now. How do y'all feel on Kyler?
Oh, bro, dude.
You know,
wild. Go ahead, Taylor. That's all I can say. He's fucking wild right now.
What did I say coming in? I said the teams I was most excited to see was the Patriots and the Arizona Cardinals. And, you know, they have not disappointed. They've come out, they've done everything I thought that they would. The only disappointment is probably the running game.
They just been letting Kyler do his thing. Kyler's been throwing, Kyler's been running.
Hey, Kenyon Drake about to get back on top of that. You seen what he put on Twitter this week? He was like, for all the people in fantasy that are upset with me, he said, drop me, so I can bless somebody else's team. So it's coming. I mean, in other ways, Raheem Mostert with the fucking 80-yard freaking touchdown
first
run
play
to begin the game up here. And then he gets hurt, trickles down, I understand. But it was enough for everything fell in place for Doty. Enough. Slayton, who balled out week one, only gives him 6. Lockett getting enough with 19. It was very close. Tyreek, that was a hell of a game because Tyreek was shut out the first 3 quarters. Come the fourth quarter, he catches a 50-yard touchdown pass. He catches several other ones across, you know, important on their way to make the comeback. Hell of a game from Tyreek. And then David Montgomery coming back from the neck injury.
Yeah, it looked
and balling out. I mean, 23 points, showing it 2 weeks in a row now. David Montgomery is, with the touches he's getting, he's making the most out of it. And week one wasn't the surpriser, but if you look deep into it, as far as when he touched the ball, the open chances of him scoring yards and everything was one of the highest in the league. So I'm impressed with Montgomery. It's gonna be it was a tough game, but Doty just squeaked it out. He just squeaked it out, and then he had Fournette on the bench. But that's another subject.
I'm just before we go to the standings, I just got, you know, it's a great game, but there's 2 players on Sarah's team that I'm worried about. I seen a lot of Brian Hill in that Atlanta game over Gurley.
Very much.
And so Gurley concerns me. Another one is Cooper Kupp. You know, Cooper Kupp's always relied on touchdowns. He always has solid receiving games. But you got Higbee, who ended the year last year catching touchdowns. Now you got going into this year, and Kupp isn't really doing much. He's not the player that he looked like at the beginning of last year. Do you have any concerns about Kupp or Gurley losing his – not losing his job, but Brian Hill getting more play time going forward?
I have more concern for Gurley than Kupp, but I think Kupp's time is coming. I mean, the touchdowns will come. You would say, but
in the last year they didn't go his way. Then the beginning of this year they're not going his way. So I was just, I'm a little concerned about Cooper Kupp. Taylor,
he's not getting on the field, and that was what was so surprising for me. It's been paying him. Is that they've been using a lot more 2 tight ends. At least at the end of last year, they used a lot more 2 tight end sets and put Cooper Kupp off the field. And you know, I think that that's continuing this year. I think that when the Rams are up big, if the Rams get up big, you're not going to see a lot of Cooper Kupp. He's just not going to be on the field.
Okay. Well, there you have it. That was last week's breakdown.
Last week's breakdown. Break it down. All right, let's go to the standings. We're going to go from the top all the way to the bottom of the map where I'm sitting at lovely. We got number 1, Taco Core. Number 2, if you ain't first, you're last. You still ain't first, Trey, so fuck you. Then we got Stevie P with number 3. Then we got Will Fork on the first date at number 4. I'm sorry, my eyesight isn't what it was. And then we got Fuck Aaron Jones, new team name for Ricky Rose. Then we got Bucking on Brady's Nut. I mean, Bucks for Arshad. We got Doty's trash ass team with the dumbass name. Then we got them tits and tight ends, y'all. Then it goes down to your Thillamy Smalls, Bay, the Tit Dudes, and woo, the Marfield Motorboaters at 12. There it is. I got it out. I can't even motorboat no more. All right, let's go on to the next. Your running back's hurt and your receiver too. Your tight end sucks and your quarterback's poo. Oh, don't you frown, baby, fix your face and come down to the free agent marketplace. Oh, yeah. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is the free agent marketplace where we go over the 5 pickups for week 3. Benny Boo, lead them off for the big names.
Starting off, you got a $25 pickup on Jarrett McKinnon from the Marksville Motor Boaters. Strong
Who
pick.
I would never start.
You should start him this week.
Nah.
Nah, okay, maybe not. Anyways, you got a whopping $25 for a high-priced Keelan Cole Bayes. Y'all throwing that money out there.
Y'all
huh?
thugging, ain't y'all? I see you.
The Chase Claypool with an $18 grab. A little pricey, but hey, he showed out to be a great boomer bust guy. It's just
Deep threat.
It's just going to be the aggravation of it. Michael Pittman with an $18 pickup because of the injury situation. And then we have an $11 Gardner Minshew pickup. David, how do you feel about that?
Fuck Foose. Fuck him. Fuck him. Fucking $11 a guard to Minshew? Fuck, you took my quarterback, you piece of shit.
David bet $2. Yeah. He was like, just in case somebody bets one, I'm going to go $2. Foose gets it with $11. Fuck you, fuck. David. And last but not least, the $22 pickup of Mike Davis that all of us fucked up because somebody should have at least went to 25 with it. I didn't. David pulled out.
I put in 25 for him, but I had McKinnon ahead of him. So when I got McKinnon, it canceled out my transaction.
And that's where it fell to. Just for the point of fucking Foose would have been nice. But, yeah, $22 Mike Davis. Now, it don't mean Mike Davis is going to be the man. He caught 7 catches last week, you know. But, yeah, we'll find out. Taylor, anybody else on this waiver? How you feel about these waiver wire transactions, sir?
I thought some of it was ridiculous. I can understand. There's not many that I can understand. Listen, Jerick McKinnon may be the best because you get him this week, you probably get him next week, but that's probably it. So you're spending 25% of your budget for 2 weeks of him being worth that. And then Keenan Cole. Keenan Cole got the same amount of targets as Chris Conley. The only difference is he just happened to catch 2 touchdowns. He caught 1 week one, 1 week two. $25 for Keelan Cole. I mean, DJ Chark does seem to be out, so you're saving a little bit, Baze. By that, you know, he may be the wide receiver one Thursday night, but $25 is a lot. I thought Gardner Minshew for 11 was crazy, but not what I saw in here. It was crazy. Ben, Michael Pittman. Zach Pascal might be the guy. Michael Pittman might not even be the guy. We talked about that
earlier. I understand that, but at the same time, you say that, though, but Zach Pascal comes in for Campbell, and Michael Pittman still led the team in targets after Campbell went down last week. I know it's last week, but there's a lot of promise. Michael Pittman and Phillip Rivers might have a connection. He likes a big guy. You know, you see that in the past with the Vincent Jackson-type players and shit like this, Mike Williams and everything else. I went back for Michael Pittman. That's me. But on the same thing, on the time, I'm not too crazy about the Jerick McKinnon as you are because, bruh, Tevin Coleman's hurt. So, off top, but Jerick McKinnon is limited touches, but he has made the most of his touches so far. And if he can incorporate a few more touches, man, he can still be a solid pick further than a Mike Davis pick of 3 weeks for McCaffrey being out. That's how I feel.
Yeah, my McKinnon pick is more of a depth move. I didn't have much depth. And with Coleman being out a while, look, man, they kept McKinnon after he got hurt twice. They still kept McKinnon. You know, all these years, he's looked good with the little bit of touches he gets. I feel that in a tough spot, I could plug him in and he can get me 10 plus points on a deep flex. So, fuck it. I'm in last place, so I gotta drop dollars, y'all.
Drop that money, son.
Fuck my fab.
Fuck that fab. But anyways, that was your market time, marketplace. Beautiful segment, David. Great jingle. You are on top of the world right now with that. And take it over, Dave. What are we doing next?
We're going to go ahead and look at this week's games. And our first matchup, you are feeling me, Smalls, against Will Fork on the first date.
And I will fork too.
All right. Let's look at the matchup, Benny Boo. What they got?
Josh Allen, Kyler Murray paired up. Should be good. Josh Allen's going to be the true test. I mean, Kyler got Detroit. Kyler should win that battle. The Gurley Gibson battle, we'll see. We'll see how that pans out. I'm banking on my guys right here in Kansas City, and it's a tough matchup with Baltimore, but I'm banking on them to come through for me. It should be a very close game. Sarah actually probably has the edge on me right now with, Julio wanting to come back, make a statement. Tyreek. Cooper Kupp still looking for the end zone. David Montgomery up and coming. I don't know. It's tough, but I can see Sarah maybe pulling this one off. It's going to be a close game. What y'all think?
Oh, well, I I have high hopes for Gibson. You know, maybe this is the week that he shows up. Scary Terry's looking good. You know how much I fucking hate Marvin Jones, man. It's Marvin Jones. But Jeff Wilson, man. Jeff Wilson's known to get in the end zone. He should be the goal line back. With the matchup they got, hey, he can have a pretty good game. Taylor, before I go on to Taylor, I am picking Sarah. Sarah, He likes the Todd Gurley, makes me nervous. Maybe Cooper Kupp shakes back, but yeah, I'm still picking Sarah. I think overall she got you this week, especially with Kyler Murray balling out. Taylor, what you think?
If Julio is out, it definitely goes to Ben. You know, we're watching that injury. You got Tyreek at Baltimore. You know, he gets all he needs is one play. All Tyreek needs is one play.
Always. Yes. He's one play away from a relative game.
Cooper Kupp at Buffalo. Don't like that. Think that's going to be a slugfest. Think they're going to want to go heavy, protect Jared Goff, give him as much time as they can. You know, it's going to be close, but if Julio Jones doesn't play, it's definitely Ben. If Julio Jones does play, I still want to give it to Ben. I think Jeff Wilson Jr. is probably going to go over that 10-point projection, and I think that's probably going to seal it.
And I got him on the throwaway aisle in the marketplace for $0. Thank y'all, Tiger. Okay, so what you going? Me? I'm going to go me because I'm not going to go against me. And David's going Sarah, so.
Yes, I'll go Sarah. Even if Julio don't play.
All right. Next up, the Marksville Motorboaters against the Tacos. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, we say, but David's projected to look pretty good at having a chance at winning. It's all dependent on Mike T right now.
Yes, and if Mike T doesn't play, I'm not playing Drew Brees. I'm scared to play Drew Brees to begin with, but if Mike T is for sure not playing, then neither one of them will be in my lineup.
So there you go.
It'll be Tannehill and fuck. I might play McKinnon. Who fucking knows?
But on the other side, you got Johnny with a firepower. I mean, he still had, you know, shit. He lost Saquon. He still put up 224 points. So you got to respect his team. The running back depth he got is nice.
But Aaron Jones gets a test this week. Because as great as Josh Jacobs is, he only scored 12 points against the Saints defense.
That's 18. Well, Tiger 18.
But. Yeah. So, you know, we're going to see what Aaron Jones is about. Taylor?
You know, as it sits, I don't think Mike Thomas plays. But I don't think you need him. I think that this is the one week that Jared McKinnon is going to be worth what you paid for him if Michael Thomas sits. Listen, love Joshua Kelly. Mike Gesicki versus Evan Engram. You know, I think that with Sterling Shepard out, I think that opens up more targets. I think they, you know, they've already come out and said they want to give Evan Engram more playing time. They want to give him more targets. You know, it's tough. I do like David this week. And, you know, if you could have got, listen, Ryan Tannehill, since the end of last season, has been a top three quarterback.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So I think Drew Brees is droppable. Green Bay secondary is not that bad. You know, I think the Saints may struggle again on the road. I don't think Michael Thomas plays. Taco Carr, Johnny, it's really hard to go against Johnny. He's got Chris Carson, who does it all. Aaron Jones, I believe, is injured, right?
No.
But he doesn't have a hamstring?
I mean, maybe. I didn't hear anything about that.
Let me check on that real quick.
Check on that and get back to it. But who you going to pick real quick, though?
I need to see if Aaron Jones is.
Well, anyways, David, who you got?
Johnny.
No, he's healthy.
I know he's healthy.
Yeah.
But he's playing against a stout Saints defense. They're going to be back at home. I know they don't mean too much with crowds and not being there and everything. But yeah, this team's a lot better than with you people giving it to be after the loss to Oakland. So I think we can shave back a little bit. I don't see Aaron Jones going for fucking 62 or 30 this week. So, It'll be close, but in my picks, I'm going to go with I'm going to go with David. Taylor, you make the tiebreaker. David or Johnny?
I'm going to go, this is a tough one. I don't think A.J. Brown is going to play. You know, I'm going to have to go Johnny.
Okay. There
Good
you
choice.
Have it. Johnny, and I'm going to go Dave.
I'm just thinking about what to do at last place, Deuce.
Well, we still need to talk about that, Tiger League. But anyway, on to the next matchup. Titties and tight... Well, I like to say titties instead of tits.
Ooh, big
but change
titties.
It to titties, bro. Titties and tight ends. If you ain't first, you're last. 1-1 versus 2-0. This should be a slobber knocker. No, not really. I mean, man, Trey just rolling with steam right now.
Does DJ Moore go hard against the Chargers, who have a great secondary and a good pass rush?
That's where you look at.
I can see the Chargers just shutting down Carolina. I love the Chargers defense. You know, so DJ Moore might not give it a game. Juju's a little banged up. Will Bill Belichick take Waller out of the game? Because Waller dominated the fucking Saints the other day.
Let me tell you what he's going to do. He's going to put Stephen Gilmore on Darren Waller and dare Derek Carr to beat him with Ruggs and Bryan Edwards, if Ruggs even plays.
Yes.
That's correct, because that's week three now, and he's still in the injury report. So
they still have Aguilar and Zay Jones.
Yeah, Aguilar and Zay Jones, who fucking actually have relevancy. I guess the Monday night was some bullshit. Okay. Also, Zeke's looking great, even though they had a horrible start to that game last week. Came back, salvaged, had a hell of a game. Chubb's got a tough front to face against Washington, man.
Chase Young been
balling, I ain't gonna lie. They got a good pass rush. I mean, even though you can disturb shit, they got some good linebackers right now with Bostic playing and Kevin Pierre Lewis or so. It actually could be a trap game if Joe Mixon can get on with Philly. And Tyler Higby, but we seen Gesicki cut up last week against the Buffalo Bills. So
Higby could be in for another good week.
Allen Robinson shake back in against Atlanta. I do see that. But what I'm listening to? Okay. Well, we don't know what we're listening to. But also, Lamar in that Monday night showdown against Pat Mahomes. That should be a hell of a game. Preview of an AFC championship, possibly.
Trey has a bunch of tough matchups this week. Like I said, DJ Moore's going to have a tough matchup to me. I think New England's going to take out Waller. Even Chubb against Washington. AJ Green at Philly. Is Slay still playing? I mean, I know Philly ain't been really stopping nobody, but Green hadn't been lighting it up. He's been getting the target, so I don't know, man.
I like James Conner against Houston, and that can maybe make an edge. I can actually say, Taylor, I can see you winning this week and putting Trey at a 2-1 spot.
Yes, I'm going Taylor, too. How you feel, Taylor?
You know, I'm going to go with myself. I think there's Lamar. There's Allen Robinson against Atlanta. I think A.J. Brown still out. Corey Davis against that soft Minnesota secondary. I think in the case of the Rams, I think Tre'Davious White has been playing lights out. He's going to take out Robert Woods. That's going to be more targets for Higby. James Conner's getting all the work. Zach Moss is injured with the toe.
Correct.
So Zach Moss is questionable to play. Derrick Henry could get all the work.
Derrick Henry? Yeah. Derrick Henry plays for the Bills?
Devin Singletary.
Your boy.
It wouldn't be a show if you didn't fuck up a name.
They fucking sneak up on you, man. These fucking deers. Right now, I want to give a shout out to Flamingo Brewing. I'm drinking a tart ale brewed with passion fruit and lime. Absolutely delicious.
Okay. All right.
If you happen to hear that, Flamingo Brewing's in this man a case.
On to the next matchup. It's little Stevie P down Lake Pearl. Hey Darnold versus fuck Aaron Jones, Ricky Rose, Mars Vegas Rawls, whatever you want to call it. This should be another doozy right here, fellas. You got a hell of a matchup here. Mahomes, and you got Big Ben, 2 weeks in a row now, looking pretty decent. Not a bad pickup at the time where he was drafted. Josh Jacobs and Dalvin Cook.
Yes.
Is Dalvin Cook almost matchup proof just because of the chances you take? I mean, he got a touchdown to score last week.
They had a bad game. The offense had a bad game last week. They're going to shake back. But even in that bad game, Cook still produced. The offense will be better this week. Cook's going to be the man. I'm not worried about Cook at all, no matter how bad the offense plays.
Hoping for a shake back from Thielen. And then you got Ridley. I mean, that's the firepower right there. But then you got Diggs on the flip side, which we talked about earlier. We'll be seeing coverage from Jalen Ramsey. Mark Andrews in this Kansas City matchup I think should be great. He had a slow week last week, only 3 points. Jonathan Taylor against the Jets.
Yeah, he should eat.
In the Tiger Point scoring system that we have the 100 yards. The same thing with James Robinson, man. Both of those guys can get Richard into the bonus sections easily. It's going to be tough because you got Kareem Hunt, who is just produced with what he touched, and Kenyon Drake with Detroit. Very close matchup.
Josh Jacobs is banged up. We'll have to watch him this week. He came back in the game. He's going
to get a New England defense, man.
Yeah.
In New England, Belichick is going to game plan for him. It's going to be close, but I think I'm going to have to stick with Stevie P, little Stevie. 3-0, I'm feeling it. What y'all think, fellas?
I'm going to back you up on that. Rick got a very, very good team. But
not to mention DK. DK looking great so far.
You know, I figured Josh Jacobs would play, but he's going at New England. New England always takes your best options away, even still. And James Robinson, you know, he's been looking good, but I think it's going to be a shootout. I think it's going to be a straight shootout Thursday night. So, yeah, I'm going to go Steven. I think Minnesota shakes back a good game. Thielen has a good game. Calvin Ridley keeps balling. No offense, balling. We might see Drake cut up. Taylor?
I think that Rick gets it. I think it's Rick. I think that this is a Naeem Hines game. But I still think Jonathan Taylor finishes right at 100 yards. James Robinson is getting 100 yards. James Robinson is the real deal. I just want to let everybody know, I've watched him play. I've seen what he can do. James Robinson is the real deal. If you were lucky enough to get James Robinson, I got him in one of my Dynasty Leagues. I'm feeling really good. I got him in CBS. Love James Robinson. Rick is going to run away with this one, and it's not even going to be close. If Julio doesn't play, that's not going to be good for Calvin Ridley against that Chicago secondary. I think with that Atlanta offensive line, I think Khalil Mack's going to have a really good day. Noah Fant's going to look good. We've got to see it from Kenyon Drake. Ben Roethlisberger, Houston, I think that's good. Dalvin Cook's going to struggle at Tennessee. We'll see what Adam Thielen can do. Rick just has the better matchups. Josh Jacobs is going to do fine. The Patriots run a 3-4 defense. He's going to get 4 yards a carry at least, 4 or 5 yards a carry. DK Metcalf, Stephon Diggs, Marvin Jones, James Robinson. Like, he just has a team that's going to do it.
Who the fuck has Marvin Jones?
Oh, dude.
I have him.
Yeah.
Mark Andrews. You know who I'm saying. Y'all Mark Andrews?
How do you mix up Marvin Jones and Mark Andrews?
Hey, just real quick. So you think Robinson goes over 100?
Oh, easy. Yeah.
So
yeah,
we're putting 20 on it?
Yeah, 20 on that.
Easy. 20 right. On it. Put it to the group. Coming up
20,
soon.
20 on it. I called the under for 100 yards for Robinson. Taylor takes over.
All right. So, Richard, I'm going with Stevie P, and you are going Stevie with P. Stevie P. So, 2 for Stevie P, 1 for Richard. We'll see how it happens. On to the second to last matchup right here. Bucking with Brady's nuts. Suck them. Against Bays. Just Bays now. Okay, y'all brand new 2020. Does Deshaun Watson produce against Pittsburgh?
Probably not.
No.
I would.
That's a negative.
I don't see
no offensive line. Larry Tunsil got banged up already on the injury report. They looked like shit previously. Previously, they looked like shit. You know, it pisses me off because you still got Tom Brady in. You would think he would put Russell in against this Dallas defense that just gave up 39 fucking points to Atlanta.
He's making a fucking statement.
You're making a fucking statement that he wants to suck ass in this league. But Austin Eckler against Carolina should be great.
Yes.
I think this could be Austin Eckler's breakout game for the season right now. You know, he's been off to a kind of meh start. I see him taking it up a notch. Hopkins, Odell. Does Odell keep his pace up? I mean, he's going against Washington.
Yes.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yes, they figured it out.
They figured it out. CD Lamb, who is surprisingly looking really good right now.
Overshine,
he's shining better than Gallup right now. And he's not as consistent. I mean, you know, he's not the go-to like Cooper, but he is right next after Cooper as far as
looking at the field. He's the wide receiver, too.
He's wide receiver, too. Yeah. And he can pass, he passed up Gallup quick. On the flip side, Bayes, if y'all still keep Ronald Jones in y'all lineup, but I don't know, y'all don't have much more, but put Russell Gage in over Ronald Jones, please. I told you about Tyler Boyd last week. Put him in. Do something.
Yeah, but who are you going to start at? Who are you going to start at Emmanuel Sanders' position?
Keelan Cole.
Derrick Henry against Minnesota at Minnesota. Derrick Henry should be able to find the end zone this game. Question mark is Devontae being questionable, and it's a Sunday night game, so it puts a lot of pressure on you, and y'all don't have another player to substitute that with. So Adam sits out, Mariah and April look just trash.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. I mean, even with Brady in your lineup, Arshad, you should take this one.
That's nothing much to say. Arshad should win this. He got the players in the matchup. Bays need to make some moves. I don't know.
Y'all need to.
No, she's got it. She's got it. All she has to do is take out Devontae Adams. Take out Emmanuel Sanders. Take out Devontae Adams. Take out Emmanuel Sanders. Put in Russell Gage. Put in Keelan Cole. Then she needs to take out Ronald Jones and slide in Dallas Goedert.
Okay.
And just a quick question. We hadn't covered it yet. Is anybody worried about Derrick Henry? I mean, the way this defense isn't playing like we thought it would. Tannehill's having to sling it.
I was reading up and listening this week, and Derrick Henry is the king of winter. And the colder it gets and the rough those games gets, the better he gets. Derrick Henry, for 3 years in a row now, has started off as shit. And by the coming to the end of the year, he is a massive monster wrecking ball. I don't fear for him right now.
So,
especially without A.J. Brown. They're doing this in 2 weeks.
Even with the Titans defense not backing that up, you know, to where they can run the ball.
Look, week one, Titans defense, Rashad Evans get ejected. Okay? You lose a big low blow right there. Week two, it comes up. It's division. It's Minshew mania. We talked about it. They was like, oh, Gardner Minshew week one. I was like, or is it that, you know, oh, the Colts or maybe Jacksonville.
Jacksonville isn't that good on offense. Yeah.
They got a quarterback now, you know. So, I'm still not fretting on Henry. It is a question mark. But 20-something attempts, 80-something yards. I mean, he's getting there. He's close. He was, what, 13 yards away from an 8-point bonus. So, I still feel it's okay. But at the end of the day, I'm going with the Shods. Shods all around?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Rashad.
Okay. Well, there you go. And last but very least, well, second to least, which is Foos, the Doties versus the Detectors. And this could actually be one of the most promising weeks for Foos. I mean, no losing CMC, but you get Galladay back. Evan showed he was ready to ball last week. Brandon Cook's a little banged up, but you picked up the Mike Davis transaction. Very good. It's just, can Doty shake back? I mean, AK is looking great. 2 games in the season. He's all we got.
He's all
we
got. He's all we got. He's all the Saints got right now.
Chris Godwin coming back in, but he did miss practice today. Not concussion related.
He'll play.
Okay.
He'll play.
Tyler Lockett against Dallas. I expect big things from Tyler this week.
Yes. Should.
Jared Cook could actually shake back against Green Bay. The big thing is how do y'all feel about Leonard playing Denver's defense? I know they're banged up and everything, but they gave up 100 rushing yards to James Conner, but at the same time, James Conner had a big play. Do you see Leonard going over 100 in this game, Taylor?
Yeah. I think this is Leonard's job. I think this is the week that Ronald Jones is put aside. You know, it's just tough. It's going to be tough for Ronald Jones to get the ball with Leonard Fournette being there.
That's it. Justin Abair should be starting quarterback again because Tyrod Taylor got injured. We didn't speak on him. The fucking doctors obviously
punctured his fucking lung,
trying to give him a pain sedative. But
Tyrod Taylor, man, I love Tyrod.
That's it. But I do feel confident when Justin Abair is in the game for a Keenan Allen production than I did with Tyrod. And just stack the chips up and everything. Melvin Gordon does have a promising matchup against Tampa Bay, but at the end of the day, I still see Doty coming out with a win, and I think Foos might just find himself in the cellar at an 0-3 start for the season. What y'all's takes on this game, fellas?
It looks good. I also take Doty. Kenny Golladay, man. How y'all feel? Kenny G coming off the injury.
Hamstring, first game back. It could be great because he's healed, or it could be bad because he tweaks it at a part of the game. And it's just him, Cooks, the question marks there. Carolina going against the Chargers. The Chargers might be the first team. I mean, Carolina's been putting up points, you know, on offense mediocrely and putting up fantasy points. But the Chargers defense, even though they're missing Derwin James, they can still stout and good could.
All around.
It's going to be tough for Foose to come out with a win on this one. I don't see it happening.
Taylor, I pick Doty.
Yeah, I'm
going to
go Doty too. What's your final thoughts on this one, Taylor?
It's going to be Doty. It's not even close. Jared Cook's going to go off. Leonard Fournette is going to be great. A-Bear is playing, so Keenan Allen is going to be good. I don't see anybody in Doty's lineup except he's starting Mitch Trubisky. He woke up a hair too late. Because I think Dave added Ryan Tannehill.
Oh, I was up early in the morning.
3 hours before Doty, and I know he would have took Ryan Tannehill over Trubisky.
Well, we hope to say that. But Trubisky.
He could be in for a shootout.
He's going against a shit Atlanta's defense, so we'll see what happens. Regardless, okay, sweep up for Doty. Yeah. We'll wrap that one up. All right, Dave, bring it to the last segment of the day.
All right, we're going to make this quick, y'all. We ain't going to keep y'all staying up tonight or listening to car too long tomorrow. But we all going to pick a player who we think is going to wild out this week, just ball out. Not your normal names, not your start, not your guaranteed top 10, top 12 starters. We all got a name to go with. Taylor, why don't you start off? Go.
Listen, rookies lean on their tight ends. You're talking a guy that has no competition for targets at his position. Who am I talking about? Drew Sample. Going against a Philly defense that just gave up 3 touchdowns to Tyler Higbee. He's proven to be the check-down target for Joe Burrow. I think Philly's offense is struggling since he should see a lot of offensive possession time. I think he could finish as a top 10 tight end this season.
Oh, this season. Okay. Yeah, you're right. I mean, Uzuma was involved heavily, and then he went down, and then Sample came back and killed at the end of the game. You know, he was a highly targeted person. I thought he would have flew under radars, but he didn't because it was a primetime game. So, good job. Everybody paid attention. I respect that. I like Drew Sample. I'm going to go ahead and say that I'm going to pull out DeAndre Swift for Detroit. Going up against Arizona, it should be a shootout type of game. He's proven 2 weeks in a row he is involved, and they want to get him the ball. Yeah, AP had a good week one. Yeah, Kerryon had a rushing touchdown last week. But at the end of the day, he's going to receive the targets. He's going to get the receptions out of the backfield, and he's going to still get rushing the ball. In this type of game, I see him going over 7 catches this week, and I think you should get DeAndre Swift in your lineup this week. What do you think, fellas?
Yeah, it's the game to do it. I mean, he's the third down. He's the receiving back. I'm sure Arizona's going to go up early on him, and they're going to have to throw their way back in the game. How you feel, Taylor?
You know, the Detroit backfield has always been hard to figure out. I think Adrian Peterson is not the guy. If Kerryon was the guy, they wouldn't have drafted DeAndre Swift. I think that we're getting to the point in the season where, you know, these guys are acclimated, especially, you know, running backs. That's one of the fastest positions to get acclimated to. I think DeAndre Swift is going to see a lot more of the work.
Okay, well, there you go. And wrap it up, Diggity Dave. Who is your pick of the week?
All right, look, I'm going to wrap it up with a bold statement. Because nobody got this man, and I passed up on this man. Yes, I wanted Gardner Minshew. I did, because I believe Minshew would be good all season. I wanted that consistency all season. I got Tannehill because he got the better schedule. I like the offense better. But mark my fucking words.
Mark them.
Right now. You have Pat Mahomes going against Lamar Jackson. You got Trubisky going at Atlanta. You know, there's going to be quarterbacks put up big numbers. But on Thursday Night Football, it will be a fucking shootout. Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Fitzmagic.
Will be the number one quarterback at the end of week 3. He is going to fucking ball out. Yeah, I don't have my lineup. I could have plugged him in and played, but I want him to get Tannehill just in case for the long run. And he might, maybe somebody picked him up. I don't know. Hey, So I maybe did. I don't know. I didn't see. But if they didn't, Fitzpatrick will ball out tomorrow. What is today? Today?
You're right. Tomorrow night. On Thursday night football.
On Thursday night football, he'll be the number one quarterback this week. That's my bold statement. That's my player of the week.
Take that to the Cotton Port Bank and cash it.
Yeah, Brenda. Taylor?
Yeah, I mean, the only downside is that his pass catchers seem to be, you know, not helping him out. The Jacksonville secondary, listen, they have a corner there. I can't think of his name.
C.J. Henderson, rookie corner.
Yeah. He's been playing great. He really has. Week one and week two, he's been playing great. You know, he's going to match up on Devontae Parker. I think, listen, I mentioned it in our first episode. Mike Gesicki is going to ball out. Over 60 catches, that seems easy. Mike Gesicki might have 2 to 3 touchdowns. I think they're going to try to stretch the field. I think Myles Gaskin may be a thing.
I like Gaskin.
Gaskin's involved.
We haven't talked about him, but I do like Gaskin. But all yeah. Right.
But regardless, this magic's there tomorrow night.
The magic will happen on Thursday night football.
Listen, people. If y'all have one of these three players and y'all don't plug them in y'all's lineups, we're going to talk about y'all next week. And we're going to say, we told y'all so. You can take this one to the Cotton Port Bank and cash it when we tell you these three people.
Straight the fuck up. All righty, well. Well, yeah, you heard it first.
You heard it first.
All right, y'all, look. We're heading into week three. Week two's behind us. A lot of injuries. Final thoughts going into week three, Taylor.
I think that this is going to be a week where, you know, you finally get that affirmation. You finally get that confirmation. Is this player shit? Is this player going to be good? Are they what I thought? You know, by week three, the season starts to come into focus. Everybody's role on the team starts to come into focus. So, yeah, make sure you're paying attention. Make sure you're not keeping crap on your bench. Please don't keep crap on your bench and waste those roster spots.
No crap.
Hey, speaking of crap, I'm just going to squeeze this here right fast. Devontae Freeman signed with the New York Giants.
Johnny had crap on his bench, and look, he got a starting. Well,
no, he don't have a starting running back, but he has a running back that belongs to a team now.
I'd rather Deion Lewis over Devontae Freeman. Period.
But Devontae Freeman does have a team now. So, Johnny, right. you don't look like a dumb piece of shit.
You're not as trash as you are, but you had...
You would never play him, but you had him there when nobody
good
else
job, played. Bud.
Benny Boo, final thoughts?
Fuck all y'all in Tiger from the bottom of my heart. And, eat shit, everybody, but I love y'all. Thank y'all.
All right, well... My final thoughts are, Bays, I hope y'all score less than me so I can get out of last place.
Ow!
Ow! All right. He is Taylor Ford in Denver, Colorado. He is Benny Boo in Mauclaw, Louisiana. And I am Super Duper Diggity. Fuck Your League, Dave. And this was Tiger Talk. Peace. Fuck you, Dota. Suck, dude.
Yeah. I might not be able to touch my toes, but I will still fuck these hoes. I might not be able to touch my toes, but I will still fuck these. You take steps to get to the sex, I just flex. Like Lex, dance moves with the pecs. It be like, damn, that man smooth like a Corvette. Vroom, vroom through the set. Who